Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Javier Marín. I'm a senior VP for Corporate Finance and Investor Relations at MassMobil Group. Thank you very much for attending the conference call in which we will present our full year 2016 results. With me, we have the pleasure of having the CEO and founder of the company, Meinrad Spenger, and we also have the Chief Financial Officer of the company, José María del Corro. We are really proud of hosting this conference with the full year results on the first time that we publish under the new MassMobil Group. I hope that you have received through email the PowerPoint presentation that we will follow in this conference call. If not, you can download it from our corporate webpage, www.grupomassmobil.com. We will, as I said, follow the presentation, and then we will have the traditional Q&A session. The presentation will be led by the CEO, Meinrad Spenger. Meini, please.
Okay, thank you, Javier. Besides Javier, we have also José María del Corro, our CFO, with us. I'm really excited to present our 2016 results and also a brief outlook on 2017. Well, this year, 2016, or last year, better said, a lot of things happened. The MassMobil Group consolidated it as fourth operator in Spain through the acquisitions of both Yoigo as well as Pepephone. Yoigo, a mobile network operator, and Pepephone, an MVNO. We increased significantly our mobile market share from around 1% in 2015 to around 8.3% by the year end 2016. We also launched our convergent services with the MassMobil brand. That happened by the end of May 2016, and from then on we experienced a continuous growth momentum. And that is also reflected in our financial accounts. We have been growing at 8% in service revenues and in 16% in EBITDA, which means that we are one of the most fastest growing operators in the European telco scene. And we foresee that this positive momentum will continue also during this year, 2017, with a significant EBITDA increase of around 70% to up to more than 200 million euros. We believe that this positive momentum will be substantiated by a significant subscriber increase, synergies, cost savings, and also the positive market environment. I will continue to page 2, where we see in absolute numbers what happened with our subscriber base during 2016. We increased our postpaid mobile subscriber base from 300,000 to 3.3 million, meaning we go from 1% market share to 8% market share, and we transformed ourselves from an MVNO with a low cost positioning into the fourth convergent operator in Spain. And we did that by purchasing an own mobile network that covers around 85% of the population and adding a total of 3 million postpaid subscribers, both through inorganic growth as well as organic growth. And we are a relevant player also in the broadband market, first through the incorporation of the remedy package from the Orange-Jazztel merger by the end of 2015, which included both fiber as well as ADSL assets, and the new deployment of FTTH as well as the wholesale access agreement with the Spanish Orange Group. If we continue on page 3, we see the growth in subscribers, both in broadband, which started that from a very low base, but we multiplied by 3 in just half a year, in the second half of 2016, And in mobile postpaid lines, if you look at the aggregated number, so not the former MásMóvil unit, but the aggregated number of Yoigo, Pepephone and MásMóvil 2015 versus year end 2016, we see an organic growth of 12%. This, and I'm on page 4, this organic growth is also demonstrated in the public database of the regulator, where we see in the that MásMóvil is leading the porting statistics. We grew continuously throughout the year by a growth rate of 35% versus 2015. We have led the porting statistics during various quarters, and we captured around 188,000 net mobile clients, which is around 30% above the second group, the second group that had been able to capture clients. If we look on page 5, we see that we have a similar evolution also in broadband, but especially relevant here is that the growth momentum is accelerating each quarter. So we started out at 36,000 accesses, and we ended the year at 122,000 accesses, broadband accesses. If we look at page 6, it shows our solid financial performance. We are proud to have one of the highest growth rates in Europe in terms of service revenues and EBITDA. Service revenues are, as you know, related to ARPU, to the client-related services. We grew 8%, and that's especially relevant if you think that the Yoigo acquisition was just completed in October last year, and we both integrated in the group as well as before we have been able to demonstrate organic growth. And in EBITDA, we have a 16% growth. We compare here, obviously, the aggregated number 2015 with the pro forma number 2016, meaning pro forma that we count the results from 1st of January 2016 until the end of the year. On page 7, we see the recurrent EBITDA and the cash flow from operations. And basically what we see here is that MásMóvil is continuing to bet heavily on infrastructure investments. We have capex of over 100 million euros, and we have to consider that our maintenance capex is just around 30 million. Eventually, if we include the churn and the substitution investment, it might increase, but not more than 10 million. So we have more than 60 million invested in infrastructure deployments. On page 8, we have tried to visualize the details on our net debt. Basically, we start out with 347 million senior debt, 96 million junior debt. Then we have a project bond related to fiber deployment, a corporate bond, and short-term and other bank debts, and cash and cash equivalents of 236 million, giving us a net debt, excluding convertibles, of 336 million. These convertibles are detailed on the lower end of the page with 102 million euros of the convertible of the accounted convertible of Providence and 144 million of the convertibles of the former minority shareholders of Yoigo. If included, our debt would increase to 582. However, we have to consider that these convertibles are deep in the money, meaning the conversion price is way below the current market price of our shares. So we come to a leverage of 2.8 times EBITDA with the EBITDA of last year, And obviously with the outlook, with the very positive outlook that we have, this multiple becomes significant lower. Also for transparency reasons, if both convertibles that I mentioned of Providence and also the minority shareholders would convert, our shares outstanding would increase from around 20 million to 33 million shares. Now in page 9, we are coming to an important page, because this reflects the logic of our contractual cost savings. We started out 2016 with the Yoigo network, covering, as I mentioned, 85% of the population and around 60% of our data traffic in the own network, and having the rest with Telefonica. And then MásMóvil and Pepephone, obviously, as MVNOs, we had 100% of our traffic within the Orange and Telefonica network. So migrating MásMóvil and Pepephone to their own Yoigo network, and considering the renegotiated NRA agreements both with Telefonica as well with Orange, we can expect for 2017 substantial cost savings that we quantified in more than 60 million within the next 12 months. On page 10, you find some detail on our strategic agreements with both Orange and Telefonica. I think we achieved what nobody else achieved before in Spain, meaning that we have partnership agreements with the number one and number two operators currently in Spain. With both, we have an NRA agreement, and that improves our service quality. We have the most comprehensive mobile coverage now in Spain, because we are accessing, or our clients can use, three networks. With Orange, we have also a side-sharing agreement to be able to build out new antennas, new nodes in the coming years at good economical terms. And then there's important point, fiber. We have co-investment agreements with Orange. Probably we are the operator in Europe with the lowest FTTH deployment costs. And we are confident that we, both with own network as well with the wholesale access agreement that we have also signed on the full Orange FTTH network, where we will reach during this year already 10 million building units in the Spanish market. Just that you know, this is in practically terms more than half of the homes in Spain. So overall, these agreements are good in economical terms, but also in terms of service quality, because our clients have the most comprehensive mobile coverage, and it also eliminates all major migration risks from our clients, since we selected Orange as our principal provider for the mobile roaming. If you look at page 11, what is our focus on the near term? Obviously, we will strengthen our position as the fourth national operator in the Spanish market. And we do that by being loyal to our principles. One of our principles is excellent customer service. The MásMóvil Group leads in Spain all the satisfaction indexes of consumer organization, of portals, etc. Because we, for instance, do 100% of the customer care through agents based in Spain, so they know the local specific needs. And we are also leading in the digitalization in the client interaction. For instance, we have with the Yoigo brand, 84% of our interactions with the clients are digital.
meaning app-based, web-based, or IVR-based.
Another focus point for us this year is the increase in ARPU through convergency, but also additional innovative services. We also will detail our brand strategy. We are in the lucky situation that we have now four major brands, the Yoigo brand, the MásMóvil brand, the Pepephone brand, and the Yamaha brand, which we incorporated this year for the ethnic segment. Of course, there's some integration work to do still with Pepephone and Yoigo in terms of IT and network especially, but we have a joint organization and we are working as one group already. We will also work heavily on the FTTH network expansion and put the focus on realizing synergy and cost savings. If you look at the long term, we will be maintaining our principal client first, meaning we will design our actions and also products and services with the aim to benefit our clients. We work on value creation in the market and also for our clients. Through convergent and innovative service propositions, we will effectively address different client segments in Spain through our current brand portfolio. We will establish MásMóvil as a digital leader, not only in the Spanish market, but we strive to be a European benchmark, and we will increase our mobile and FTTH network coverage, both through own deployment as well as partnership agreements. On page 13, we can see the interannual change of revenues in the telco sector in Spain, and we see a positive evolution since the beginning of 2016, because finally the market is growing again after heavy revenue losses in 2014 and even before. Finally, the Spanish market has recuperated. It's seen by a lot of experts as one of the most attractive telco markets in Europe right now. We have growth, relevant growth also in the broadband subscriptions. Last year we had a grew in the retail segment of 5% and overall 4% of accesses. The more for more price increase strategy is continued by the traditional operators in Spain, so prices are up. Convergency is booming, around 70% of the sales are bundled sales, and OTT services are reality and give a credible alternative for players in the content area without the need of producing own content. And that brings us to the guidance 2017 on page 14. We believe that we will be able to grow in subscribers by 500,000, combined broadband and mobile postpaid clients. Service revenue will be up by more than 10%, and recurrent EBITDA, we foresee a 70% increase to more than 200 million euros. Well, that's the quick overview, and I'm finished from my side, and I would invite you to ask us questions.
Yes, we will really appreciate. I mean, there is a significant amount of people on the call. If you can restrain to a couple of questions, and then you know, hopefully we will be able to go back with a second round. And please identify yourself. Thank you very much. So, operator, please Q&A.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. The first question is from Mathieu Robillard of Barclays.
Yes, good morning. Congratulations on the great year. I had a few questions. I'll stick to two for now, I guess. First, in terms of the EBITDA guidance, so clearly a very positive guidance more than 200, if I understand correctly, that's adjusted, so reported would be lower, but still much higher than where consensus is. If we work through the dynamics, so I think in terms of service revenue, you guide for more than 10%, so that's roughly 110 million more service revenues. Then at the same time, you guide for 60 million savings in roaming notably. So obviously that's a big tailwinds for 2017. So I was wondering what are the other elements that impact the EBITDA guidance, because in itself that's quite a lot. Are you going to increase commercial costs and that's what is offsetting part of this growth? Basically, if you can give us a little bit more granularity about the pluses and minuses for the EBITDA, that would be very helpful. Second, I note that the CNMC has already released January and February broadband net adds, and you posted a very strong performance. I don't know if you can comment about a month after February, and generally, how has the competitive environment evolved? Obviously, you've had a few price increases in the market, but at the same time we saw Orange cut prices, so basically you're still expecting a more for more and a strong dynamic for the next months and quarters. Thanks.
Thank you, Javier. Basically, if I interpreted your first question right, then you ask where does the EBITDA growth come from? Basically, it's a commercial growth on one hand, obviously besides the NRA cost reductions that we mentioned. It's a commercial growth, especially in convergency. We see a relevant growth. You have to understand that Yoigo was not a convergent player before. It was just a mobile player. Also, Pepephone had very limited broadband experience and clients. And MasMobile just launched this in the second half of 2016. And if you look at the churn, for instance, in Yoigo, between 40 and 50% of the churners of 2016 left us, not because of our great service quality, which we have, but because of the lack of the bundled, convergent fiber or broadband offering. So there we see a significant upside, both in growth, in acquisition, but also in churn reduction. In addition, we have obviously a synergies in this integration process, in, for instance, in network maintenance, in IT, bringing doubled infrastructure together, that helps us. And we have strong support in this integration process. We have probably the number one consulting firm, McKinsey, supporting us. So we are confident that we'll both with commercial growth as well with our internal homeworks and synergies, we will be able to reach at least the 200 million euros EBITDA. In terms of the competitive environment, well, actually, the telco market always has been a promotional market. If you look at the price and tariff evolution, there is no real price cut in terms of absolute terms or final prices. There is rather a continuous increase. However, we have seen promotions that are limited in time, 3 to 6 months, limited to channels, for instance, just the online channel, etc. We are MasMobile is not a discounter at all. We have limited discounts in terms of prices. We are pushing heavily on client satisfaction, giving good service, giving the client the power to select the services that they really want and need. And I believe with this strategy, we will evolve very well. We have a very strong word of mouth propaganda in all our brands. In Pepephone, we have probably the most loyal telco clients in the sector, but also in Yoigo and MasMobile we have great client loyalty, and frequently without even obligation of permanencies, so binding periods. So therefore, also in this competitive environment, and we have here in Spain
three leading international operators, we are confident that with our positioning in value creation, good service, and attractive prices, but without being a crazy discounter, we will be successful also during this year.
Thank you. If I can just follow up on the EBITDA question, in terms of savings related to roaming and the renegotiation, can you confirm how much it is for 2017?
Sorry?
More than 60.
So yeah, we will basically we are confident that we will reach this more than 60 million savings in the mobile NRA costs already this year. It was foreseen actually to be realized within the next 18 months, but we believe that we will be able to accelerate and get the impact already realized during 2017.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Julio Arciniegas of RBC.
Yes, hello, thanks for taking my question. I understand that basically the acquisition costs, they are going to be capitalized. You have given a bit of guidance, but can you give us more color on what you expect regarding CapEx, having in mind that you will have a lot of commercial efforts this year, you're growing quite a lot in terms of broadband and mobile? And my second question is regarding Yoigo. I believe that Yoigo, as you mentioned initially, it was an only mobile player, is turning into fixed mobile convergence. Currently, it's not at full speed in terms of convergence. What should we expect from Yoigo when Yoigo is going to be at full speed in terms of commercial efforts in fixed and broadband? And the third question is regarding the target of broadband ads and mobile for 2017. Can you give us some color of how to think about the split between fixed and mobile and what's the contribution of Yoigo in this equation? Thanks.
Thank you, Julio. Well, in terms of SAC, it's in line with our expectations. I mean, we have different brands, different channels, and different SACs, but in general, we are quite positive that our average customer acquisition costs are below market standard. In terms of SAC, also we mentioned that we don't capitalize the mobile SAC at all. So the acquisition, the increase of EBITDA is not explained by amortizing our acquisition costs. In terms of Yoigo as a mobile player, I mean, you have also to understand we have closed the Yoigo transaction in October, and we have been able in record time, within 3-4 months, to do a convergent offering to launch the broadband services to the market with the Yoigo brand. So this is record time. I think nobody else in the Spanish market has done it before. You are familiar very much with the Chastel case and the time that was required to make it a great success story. We have been very quick, also I think it was the smoothest launch of broadband in history in the Spanish market, because we have very limited incidences. In terms of commercialization, as you know, that Yoigo was basically focused on the physical channels, on the shops, and we are quite surprised and positively surprised on the uptake of the broadband service in the physical shops, because traditionally it's a call center and, let's say, online-generated sales, the broadband sale. So we are optimistic that this will accelerate still the momentum, but it will also depend obviously on the market, and we have to think also quite well how to spend our commercial efforts between the different brands. In fixed mobile, well, mobile is still a relevant growth factor, but obviously if you think that in the market around 70% of the sales are convergent, we don't expect that we have a very significant different share in this aspect. And and the CapEx 2017, we will invest more this year than last year. We are still fine tuning our FTTH investment. I've mentioned before co-investment agreements with Orange, but we might also evaluate other alternatives. So we are still fine-tuning that, but we expect a higher investment also due to the higher subscriber growth during this year. Since last year we have just used the MásMóvil brand and basically commercialized during the last 6 months only.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Nuno Matias of Haitong Bank.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. Just one follow-up on Yoigo's start of year. There has been those numbers in terms of mobile portability that showed that you had a very strong month in February, I think after the launch of Yoigo's convergent bundles. Can you comment a bit on what have you seen in terms of Yoigo's churn post the launch of those convergent bundles? Because I think Yoigo was probably the mobile operator in Spain with highest churn. So if you have seen any substantial decrease in the churn rate of Yoigo since then. The second question is more like a clarification. Just to understand if your target for EBITDA this year, this 200 million euros, that is recurrent EBITDA, so not including any one-offs that you might book. And just a final one, in terms of your overall synergy targets and considering that the execution is perhaps going even faster than you thought, when do you considering revising the overall synergy target for the integration of the companies, Yoigo and Pepephone? Thank you.
Well, thank you, Nuno. Well, first of all, the Yoigo churn in mobile is not the highest, it's rather the lowest of the market, because you can obviously not compare a mobile associated to convergency with mobile only. If you look just at mobile only, and especially mobile postpaid, that's what our focus is, postpaid, then Yoigo has an excellent churn, and we have been able to reduce it, actually. If you compare first month 2017, the churn rates are lower than the first years of first month of 2016. Yes, recurrent EBITDA, the 200 million euros is a recurrent EBITDA number, so without one-offs, which I expected to be this year 26 million, and we don't expect any integration-related one-offs anymore for 2018. And sorry, but the last part of your question I did not understand acoustically.
No, it's just trying to understand, given the speed of execution that you're able to have on the integration of Yoigo and Pepephone, if you think it's already too soon to start thinking about the possible revision of the overall synergy targets you have for those companies. Thank you.
No, we are moving very quick, as you see, both in integration as well as in the realization of synergies. However, we are not now in the position to communicate any official synergy targets. But probably, if you look at if you reflect about the figures, the 60 million is quite already a ambitious number, and especially it's a good number and a solid number because there is very little executional risk related to this number, since it's related to contractual savings. But we are confident that we will exceed the 60 million with the other initiatives that we have in place. I mentioned network, I mentioned IT. We have already concentrated all the Madrid-based employees at the same place in the Alcobendas offices. So we are moving, and we are moving quickly.
Okay, many thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. The next question is from Georgios Ierodiaconou of Citi.
Yes, hi, and thank you for taking the question. I was just after a clarification around your EBITDA guidance and the savings from the MVNO migration. I was under the impression that the migration has been phased out into 2018. So I was just wondering if you could clarify the amount of savings that you are targeting this year and whether this is net of these payments you need in order to keep the access to the Telefónica mobile network in the meantime. And my second question is around the arrangement with Orange on the co-investment agreement. If you wouldn't mind just talking us a bit through some of the main items of the agreement and any caps you have in terms of the amount of upselling you can do. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, the first one was the EBITDA related question, no? It's what was it exactly? I mean, we refer in the guidance to recurrent EBITDA, and what was your doubt?
Yeah, yes, whether the payments you have to make to Telefónica to maintain access to their MVN to their network are included in this number, just because I think you mentioned 60 million, so I just wanted to understand if it's 60 million this year and then there is more next year or not.
Yes, this is a recurrent EBITDA number, not an adjusted EBITDA number, meaning with the difference, the eventual difference between the prices between Telefónica and Orange are not accounted for in this number. So it's also Telefónica NRA costs are included. Not discounted. In terms of NRA, well, we do migrations also this year. But basically, our focus is to first to confirm 60 million. Yes, during this year. So we believe we will surpass 60 million. So at least 60 million this year. First point. Second point, there is difference between migrating clients from to networks and starting to sell new clients in our own network. We plan to initiate new sales already this year, at least under the MásMóvil brand within the Yoigo network. So there will be also some synergies. And in FTTH access, there are no caps, no limits. No anti-competitive clauses in our contracts. We understand that Orange is happy with our contractual relationship and the commercial growth that we experience. And I think it's a win-win for both parties. So no limitations.
If I could ask a clarification. So you mentioned in the 200, you are still including the payments you are making to Telefónica. In order to get an idea of what the real pro forma number will be, would it be possible to give us a proxy of how much those payments will be and whether that goes to zero next year?
I cannot give you a proxy right now on adjusted EBITDA figures. It will depend also on the volume of consumption, etc. We have in the EBITDA and the recurrent EBITDA, they are all costs included. I'm right now not in the position to give you details on, let's say, the cost differential between the two NRA contracts.
Yeah. Thank you.
Georgios, our forecast on EBITDA and our guidance on more than 200 euros on EBITDA, just to be clear, I mean, that includes all the NRA costs that we are going to incur into 2017 and, and obviously it reflects also the savings that we expect to achieve given the renegotiation that we have already materialized. I think we have to be clear that you know, we are expecting at least the 60 million in 2017, but the potential for a tailwind on savings into 2018 is also clear. So you should consider that the benefit from this renegotiation extends beyond the 2017 figures.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Yvonne Leal of BBVA.
Hi there. Good morning, everybody. Just relatively new to the story, so maybe clarifying a bit again what you were saying about the potential new cost savings beyond 2017. You're saying that there's a bit more potential. I don't know if you give a rough guidance whether it's going to be significantly below the 60 million euros of 2017, or it could be, you know, match that number or even above that. And the second one, just maybe a rough commentary on the market. I think first quarter 2017, there's been a certain pick up in competition, in promotional activity. Have you seen that, and how do you see the market going forward for the rest of the year? Is that going to ease up, or you expect, I think it's Vodafone which is putting a bit more pressure on prices?
Okay. To be very clear, the NRA savings we said for 2017 will be the 60 at least, no? And regarding 2018, we don't give any guidance.
But okay.
You have to, if you think about it, if you do the full Pepephone and MasMobil migration that will not be concluded during 2017, obviously the savings will increase because at least 60% or more or less 60% of the traffic in general we'll manage in our own network, mobile network. Having said that, I mean, for us, Q1 was positive. We have been able to launch the convergence with the Yoigo brand as well as with the Pepephone brand. We are growing and we are increasing our growth rates. And obviously we are aware that this is a competitive market. No, we have three multinationals there that we respect and that are very professional companies, but we still believe that we have our place and we will demonstrate that we will be able to continue growing.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. The next question is from Fernando Cordero of Santander.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. Basically, I have two. The first one related with the profile of your fixed broadband customers. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you are cross-selling fixed broadband to your mobile customer base. But I would like to know if these new fixed broadband customers coming from your mobile customer base are new to the fixed broadband market or are churners, or in other words, where are you getting more new clients from, the growth of the market, which could be, let's say, 500,000 lines per year, or from churners, and in that sense, if you are seeing even a pickup on the churn activity in the market thanks to your offers. The second question is related with other opportunities in the market, and after seeing, for example, your acquisition of Yamaya recently, I would like to know if there is any other potential opportunities like this one where you can materially leverage your current wholesale contracts, and in that sense, let's see if there is any other opportunities like Yamaya. And the final question, if I may, although it's the third one, if you can give us an update on the migration process from the alternative market to the Mercado Continuo. Many thanks.
Okay, profile of the fixed mobile customers. I mean, it depends a lot on the brands, no? If you look at the MasMobil brand, I mean, the most of them are new acquisitions from the market. If you look at the Yoigo brand, we have mixed, let's say 50-50 more or less, current clients and new clients. And in Pepephone, it's basically new clients as well. So it depends on the commercial effort. And the thing is, what we are proud, we have in the second half of 2016, being in a launch period of the MásMóvil brand, we have achieved around 18% of the net sales or net acquisitions of broadband clients we have been able to get. Obviously we are it's a very favorable environment because the market is growing. I mentioned before around 5% the broadband market, so there is also potential with new clients. But we are able also to acquire quite well from our competitors.
Can I add also, Fernando, on the you know, related to the client profile and also to the potential EBITDA expansion? I think you should be aware that a significant number of the churners of Yoigo, and that number can be set at around 40% of the churners, they were churning out of Yoigo because Yoigo was not able to offer them a convergent product. They were happy with the brand, they were happy with the tariffs, with the network. In fact, they wanted more of Yoigo, but Yoigo was not able to satisfy that need. That has completely changed since the launch of the convergent offers in February. So we do have significant expectations of positive potential grabbing of these guys and converting these guys into convergent clients. And also, you know, talking about the, again, and I'm sorry to go back to the NRI, but it's a key element of our equity story. You know, obviously the data consumption per client is going up. As that data consumption goes up, the positive impact of the renegotiation of our NRA agreements with Orange and Telefonica will increase, and that's also one of the reasons why we are seeing a tailwind in the savings in 2018. Also be aware that we do have launching costs incurred in the first quarter of the year, and that will extend also in the second quarter regarding the convergent products. They are 2017 specific and will provide some upside margin expansion in 2018. And also, unfortunately, but this is pure mathematics, as the client base, the convergent client base builds up, those guys will contribute on profitability for the full year in 2018, which is not the case in 2017.
Regarding M&A activity, we are not desperate on doing additional M&A activity right now. Our focus is on organic growth. We want to demonstrate that this is a great asset, that we have the right infrastructure in place and to compete at the same level with the traditional operators in Spain. However, having said that, we are also open for inorganic growth opportunities if they fit and if there is synergies and if they are accretive for our shareholders and for our clients. We believe also we have to look that we add beneficial services to our client base because the justification for MásMóvil in the market, besides being a great business, is also that we change the way that the market works in Spain, and that we contribute to evolve it from a, let's say, more production plant-based approach to produce gigas to a service company that delivers a great customer experience, not only in the traditional communication services, but even in new fields that we are analyzing. Regarding the migration from the junior market to the main Spanish main market, we are on schedule. We believe that that the process proceeds well. We have had quite some active process and interactions with the Spanish regulator, and we see to materialize the change of the market before the summer break, the Spanish summer break in August.
Okay, many thanks for the call.
Thank you. We have no further questions.
Okay, so this will probably be the end of the conference call. As we said, we are very proud of the results, very proud of having these results now as a single integrated group, the New Masmobile Group, and we hope to see you very soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.